Yeah, it's your boy Ray Ray on the mic. Let's go.
Welcome to On the Mic with Ray White. It's your boy Ray White, and I am here to talk to you all about this book, BAM! Advocacy in Action, 9 Practical Ways for Allies in Social Justice, just dropped. Excited for you to get the copy of it right now. You can DM me the word AIA book or click the link in the show notes. You can find the link to purchase the book to you right now. But this book is gonna be dope. For those who are often asking the questions, what can I do when you see social injustice within your community, especially for those people who have been asking the question since 2020 with the death of George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, and Breonna Taylor during those very impactful times when Black lives were being seen and constantly on social media through the lens of death, despair, and oppression. This book provides the opportunity to help talk through how do you take practical steps within your cultural context with where you are today and not feel like you have to be somebody who has a PhD with multiple degrees by their name in order to be the culture change agent that you know you can be for the people around you. So the past few episodes talks about why I wrote the book and the positioning, which is truly important for us to understand where we are within the social justice space. And we're continuing this series, but talk through the different aspects of the book so you can get awareness of what this book is about, as well as for you to start taking the actions necessary to become that social change agent within your space. This particular episode, we're gonna dive deeper into our culture of influence. Now, like I've explained in the previous episodes, which I'll link in the show notes, there's 3 circles that we have the most influence in. Our personal circle, which I call the inner circle, right? The intrust circle, which is our monocultural spaces and the people that we engage with from a shared identity lens. And then a multicultural space, which I call the intercultural circles. Those are the circles where we are engaged in the multicultural, multi-ethnic, multi-generational spaces when it comes to engaging and building relationships with the people around us. Relationships is gonna be a key thread throughout every circle that you encounter. You have to build relationships with yourself, with your peers, and with others, and be able to navigate those things when it comes to understanding how to overturn oppression, social injustice, social inequity within your spaces. Social change starts with you. And if you're unable to do that and build a strong relationship with yourself, it's gonna be really difficult to become a culture change agent and be an advocate within the spaces that you are currently positioned in. So as we talk about this episode, the circle of influence, one of the circle of influences, the first one that's described in this book is the inner circle. Now, the 3 different actions that we talk about essentially are how to get educated, uproot biases, and see yourself as not a savior. And I want to dive deeper into the biases chapter of this book. We all have biases. We all have a perspective and a worldview that has shaped the way that we see the world around us. Now, I am from LA, I live in Oregon, and when I first moved to Oregon, everybody had a bias against a person who was from California. They were uprooting, they were, Californians are constantly taking over the state of Oregon, which I was like, yo, why you hating on Californians? And it's kind of true, because now every time I look, I'm meeting a new Californian, and we are just populating Oregon. But that type of worldview and bias has come to play a role in the way that people see somebody from a different state. And it kind of changes the relationship and the dynamic as well, because if you have that filter in the way that you see somebody, it's hard to make the connections, hard to build relationships and build empathy when it comes to any type of social injustice that is occurring around us. So when Ahmaud Arbery was running around in his neighborhood and trying to get a workout in, but 2 people, 2 non-Black individuals gunned him down, there was a particular bias that they had about Ahmaud Arbery because of the color of his skin, and that created this action where they felt compelled to do something about him being present in that space and ultimately ending his life. And to the both extremes of whether you live or how you are, your skin tone within this space all play a role in the relationships that we have and how we build strong relationships with one another. And so for you to understand the type of bias that you have is important, because that creates either a bond or it can create a barrier when it comes to building relationships with the people around you. So you have to identify it by knowing what it is. You have to understand where that comes from in the narrative that it displays, and then you have to uproot it. You have to then actively take the steps daily to challenge that narrative, to dig that out like a weed from a garden and not let that fester into the other areas of your life. Because it doesn't matter if you have Black friends. It doesn't matter if you have friends of a different ethnicity or a different culture or a different background. If that narrative is constantly being rooted into your brain, you can build a relationship with those who are not, who don't identify as you, but still group them or group other people who have that same identity with a negative connotation, with a stereotype as well. So all that has to be uprooted, and it's up to you to make that happen. So one of the main ways I want to share in this episode is to just challenge the assumptions that you have about the people around you. Challenge what you think and what you know and what you think you know about the people and the world that you see today. And if you watch the news, or if you read social media, or you see some event that's occurring, and it's definitely an event that may not directly tie to your identity, if another Black body is dying or being prosecuted and within your social media networks and you see it on a regular basis, I want you to take a step back and challenge the feelings and the narratives that you think about when you see that image. What do you get a sense of? Remorse? Do you get a sense of anger? Do you get a sense of judgment? Do you get a sense of righteousness? Like what rises within you, and explore why that feelings come into play, or explore why a particular narrative comes about when you think about an identity being persecuted or an oppression that's occurring to another social group. Is that narrative one that has been fostered through your upbringing and through the stories and the videos or the resources that you read on a regular basis? Is the one that was challenged early on and you've been working actively making the steps to challenge that on a regular basis that doesn't impede your ability to see somebody's dignity and worth? What does that look like? That's the work that you have to take when it comes to becoming an advocate within this space. And notice how I said, this is the work that you need to take to become an advocate in this space, because that is what advocacy work looks like. You can't just step out and be a person that is working to make this change without doing the work yourself and understanding where your heart is and where your mind is when it comes to the relationships and your understanding of the people around you. So you have to challenge your assumptions. You have to uproot your biases. And that is one of the tactics out of the three that is within their intercultural circle of influence that you have for you to be an advocate today in social justice. So pick up the book, Advocacy in Action, 9 Practical Ways in Social Justice. There's 8 others that are really in here to help you become an advocate in this space, with reflective questions for you to think through and process so you can navigate this within your space. And then you can also ask those questions to your friends too, to say, yo, how are you uprooting biases within your space when it comes to building relationships with the people that are not, that do not identify with you socially? So pick up the book, AIA book, DM me that word or click the link in the bio and you can get the link as well to pick it up yourself. And I'm super excited to hear what you think and what ways that you're becoming an advocate within your space, because culture change starts with you. So pick up the book today. Let's go.